temples roared day and night. In vain to God slow, for no reason that I know. And the ill winds, they hove in the sight. Just laid around. There wasn't very much that you could do. Just stand that line, get your ration, scrib on time. Woman, I could see it in you. Now the soft and storms of December lightly fall. Thank you, folks. Like I say, there's a lot of songs about the wind, and here's another one. I got to sing this a little bit of this yesterday. It was so wonderful on Live From Here. The whole thing was incredible, but they were so nice to me to bring me up there and let me sing a little bit. And Chris is really, he's got the right job. I told him it's a good thing he's got, finally has the day job that will keep his brain occupied so that the rest of us can go about our lives in a normal fashion. Anyway, this is a song I wrote years ago, and I had a nice melody. I really liked the melody, and it wouldn't let me alone. The songwriting workshop, if I had one this weekend, the inevitable question would have been, which comes first, the words or the music? Well, both. The answer is yes. But in this case, the music came first, and I couldn't figure out what lyrics to put. I had a couple different ideas, and then finally I realized this is a song about somebody who's not doesn't have a home. The song itself, the chords of it don't really ever go to the key of the song for very long.
I think we have just a little more Amanda. I mean, one more guitar. That's not Amanda, a guitar.
Just a little more guitar. Anyway, I wrote this after a character in a book by Annie Proulx, homeless guy, called Loyal Blood. But years after that, I played a song for Ali Bain over in Scotland. And we actually made a video of it one time. And then another time, we were having dinner, and Ali likes to have a little drink, you know, and I drank alongside him quite a bit there. And he asked me, I don't know, the subject of my brother who died when I was 14 came up, and he said, oh, that's what that song's about. I said, yeah, I think maybe you're right. It kind of blew me away.